Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akila Faye. Your time to relax and transform. Only for the adults, yes. We're having adult conversation to stimulate your mind, your heart, and your soul. Because anyone can talk about sex and chaos. We talk about relating to the world, relating to yourself, and how to dispel the spells of the chaos. How to move forward, how to relax, and how to de-stress. While also getting tips and tools and advice for how to elevate your life while adulting and parenting in the 21st century. Sit back and relax. Go ahead and get your pen and your pad because we have a special guest for you today. We're going to get into the groove of Jonathan Santos with Santos Soul Music on Live Your Dream. This is your time to go ahead and think about your dream. Get into it, live it, and let the words resonate through you. We'll be right back.
Go to sleep, it's so few key, the eyes open in this daydream, asking who am I and how can I, those questions have got to be, can keep your eyes closed to what your heart knows, remove the blindfold, take that leap, know what pulls your soul, give your best, let it go, the first step is all you need, cause you're ready, I'm ready, we're ready to live our dreams, so you're ready, I'm ready. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to live your dreams?
What?
Being grateful to be able to live our dreams. And we have with us today a dream come true, Dr. Breakthrough, a.k.a. Mr. Stan Harris, is with us today as our guest host. This man will help you change your life. I'll let him tell his own story because it's that powerful and it's unbelievable. And he is living that dream not only because he had an idea, he wanted to do something, but because he allowed tragedy to become the foundation for him shifting and transforming his own life and then applying it to others to remove fears, to remove doubts, to remove stipulations from people witnessing stuff. I mean, this man is really anything you could imagine as far as the feeling and emotion of a situation. He has found a way and a formula to transform that, and that's why he's here on Grown Folks Talking Live. And you all, he's a talker, too. He's a talker. So, you know, you got to be able to talk to be a co-host on the show. You can't have a guest host who doesn't talk. But he's not shy by any means of the stretch of the imagination. Are you with us, Dr. Breakthrough?
I am. It's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be here with you today. Grown Folks Talk. Come on now.
Yes, 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 yes. Always and forever. So we have this thing we do when we talk about gratitude. It's just talking about living your dream. I know I'm grateful to have you here. I'm grateful for all the listeners who are here. I'm grateful that we're waking up to see another day, hear another day. As the old people say, it's good to be seen and good to be heard. I'll share one gratitude from someone who was in a class recently that I had. And the young lady, her name is Jamae, and she's from Greensboro, North Carolina. She came to an event called Paint Your Vision. And she said everything that was there, she needed. Every person who was there, she needed. The energy that was there, she needed. And it allowed her to feel elevated and get back inspired and move forward. So she gave thanks for inspiration and those safe travels on the road. So what's your gratitude for today?
Well, you know, I'm grateful, like I said, just to be alive, but I'm grateful also for my what I call my ABCD, my adorable brown caramel delight, my wife, Nadia. You know, the Bible says, he that findeth the wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And, you know, I tell people I've been blessed to make millions, but I told my wife, if I'm totally poor, I'd be a total rich man just because of her. As a matter of fact, I did a challenge the other day of 100 things I'm grateful for. And just with her alone, I could do 50. I was like, wow. And much less my four powerful children that God's blessed me with. We have 8 altogether now. So it's like, come on, somebody. So, but I'm grateful also to be on this show. And I'm grateful for what you're doing because, today, negativity sells. Negativity is what people are pumping. And negativity is what goes viral. And have someone that's promoting something that's positive, something that's impacting people the right way. Because my wife and I, we say that we aspire to inspire others even after we've expired. And I think that's what we're doing. So I'm going to give you this real quick. And that is, you know, I tell people I'm too grateful to be hateful. And, you know, the other day on Facebook, a lady that I was able to inspire and mentor a little bit, and she put up where she had put a check to herself. She wrote a check to herself last year for $100,000. And she said she's glad to announce here on the last day of the year that $100,000 check that she wrote to herself, she was able to manifest, and not just manifest, exceed it. And so there was one guy in there on Facebook that says, oh, yeah, but that's a fake check. You know, it would have to be a money order, anything over $10,000. She's like, no. I wrote the check from my own account to me. I didn't cash it. She said I wrote it and post-dated it a year out and to see that it would come true. And so my wife asked me, she said, baby, why would somebody be so negative like that? I said, that guy is drinking Haterade, but we drink Grateful Aid. Oh!
She said Grateful Aid. You all, y'all hear that? So this gratitude here, we're going to give gratitude even for them people who are negative. We're going to pray for them.
Exactly.
They help us to see more about what it is in the world and to be grateful to say, wow, I'm so grateful, like you said, to be able to drink gratitude Kool-Aid. I'm going to say Kool-Aid. I like a little bit of sugar in my drink. So make it a little sweet.
Yes.
And then it's so awesome, too, that story you shared, how she wrote a check out to herself.
Right.
And then was able to cash that to herself.
And she actually exceeded it because, again, vision is powerful and meditation is powerful, which, again, I'm sure we'll get into here. But that's the power. And one of the things I talk about, when you visualize vividly and verbalize voraciously, you'll one day actualize automatically. So when you speak more about what you're grateful for, you all of a sudden open up your eyes to see more things that you can be grateful for, and you start attracting more of that into your life. So it's powerful to be grateful. And I challenge people to go on a 30-day grateful, just for 30 days, just every day, something you're thankful for, and focus on what you're thankful for instead of, you know, something you can complain about, because it'll make a difference.
A great thing. I have on our show, we recommend having a gratitude journal where you're doing that every day. And then if you work with me, we do it in the morning and at night. Yes. So it's really powerful how you said gratitude. The way you worded it, what I gathered was gratitude actually shifts your vision in a different direction, because you only can focus on what you're grateful. The more you focus on what you're grateful for, the more what you're grateful for grows, like law of attraction, right?
You got it.
Like, you're grateful for this, so you attract more what you're grateful for. Oh, I'm so grateful. I just got a new client. Oh, my God, let me send you some more clients. Oh, I'm so grateful. My son's doing good at school. You know what? Let's make him do even better at school. I'm so grateful I got food in the refrigerator. You know what? Here goes some more groceries. And shifting it into that versus like the opposite. And then you're attracting more of that opposite energy. It's like, oh, I'm so grateful I stopped eating cookies. Oh, you're eating cookies? Let's put some more cookies here. Your favorite cookies, Oreos and chocolate chips and macadamia nut and sugar cookies everywhere, everywhere. So really like being grateful for what you visualize to happen and what's already surrounding you.
Right. Yes. The great book says, he calleth those things which be not as though they are. Mm. And Dr. Breakthrough, I put it this way. He calleth those things which be not until they are. So start speaking what you're grateful for, even though it may not have manifested yet in your life. Right. And so there's some things I've taken people through to say, call the date out and say, I'm grateful that the date is, say, you know, January the 1st, 2020, and I've amassed over seven figures this year for the first, you know what I mean? And yeah. And the feeling and the, but that expressing that gratefulness, and some people say, oh, that's crazy. That's, hey, listen, it's here, the energy's here, and when you raise your energy, my friend, and what you focus on the longest becomes the strongest, and so when you start focusing on, like you said, what you're grateful for, and what you're grateful, then you start, again, I tell people fear and faith are twins, and what you are have faith in, you will attract it to you, but what you're afraid of, it comes to you. So what you're afraid of is attracted to you, but what you have faith in, you will be attracted to it. And so a lot of times people say they want to have a breakthrough, and then we get to meet, and they're like, wait a minute, they call you Dr. Breakthrough? I say, it was your faith that you believed you would have a breakthrough that made us meet. Come on now.
That's dope. I like that. You never know somebody exists until you meet them. So they called you in. So you all, as you're listening, go into your gratitude and remember, write it down. You always supposed to have your pen, your paper, your journal, your notebook, whatever it is for you to take notes that you can keep up with all the gems and all the nuggets that you are getting. And right now we have with us Dr. Breakthrough on Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akilah Faye, and we're going to go into our meditation. As always, if you're driving, please, please, please keep your eyes open, okay? Or pull over. If you're at work, see if you can put your head around the desk and not get in trouble. You're working from home, take a pause. You know, take a little restroom break and go get your meditation on real quick. We're going to just practice some mindfulness breathing, you all, and we're going to breathe in gratitude because it's a wonderful time. This is a djembe that you're hearing. I'm gonna slow it down for you. I want you to take a deep breath in, breathe it into your heart area. You have two hands, if you can lay your hands on your heart. Breathe into your heart. Hold that breath as you hold that breath. See the light of the sun. Give gratitude for your life. Feel life flowing through you. Exhale out of your mouth. Inhale again. Move your hands down to your tummy area. That's your solar plexus, your power area. Inhale. Hold that breath. You should feel it going through your shoulders, your back, down to where your hands are, radiating through your hips and your legs. Give thanks for the power that you hold to change and shift life. Exhale. Move your hands to your knee. Inhale. Give thanks for your stature. Give thanks for your ability to move and be mobile in whatever form that is. For having the tools to be mobile. Exhale. Touch the side of your head where your temples are. Inhale. Feel the breath flow from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet, grounding you, and give thanks for the ability to think and be in your right mind. Exhale. Move your hands to the top of your head. Inhale. Give thanks for the spiritual connection you have to the divine, to the universe, and to others. Exhale. And I want you to hold your hands up to the sky. Hold your head back. Open your hands really, really wide and give thanks for abundance and for all of your blessings. Grab them, pull them down to you, and inhale. Bring it back to your heart. Exhale. Continue to inhale and exhale for three more breaths, giving gratitude for whatever comes to mind at this time. Inhale. Release. Inhale. Release. Inhale. Release. If you feel like you need to stretch, make sure you stretch. That's your body telling you that your soul, your spirit is like, oh my goodness, yes, this feels great. We call this the body-soul connection. I call it body work. Because your soul is working with your body and you're like, oh my God, I didn't even know my fingers was feeling like that. But now you do, because you're more aware, your spirit is more aware, and you're bringing yourself into alignment with yourself, the universe, and what's around you. Mr. Breakthrough, Dr. Breakthrough. Woo! How do you feel about the meditation, and what is your belief or practice of meditation? And thank you for doing the meditation with us too.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Yes. Well, first of all, as a martial artist, different martial arts have a different variation, and more of our meditation is more of a visualization. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, like I tell people before when I do demonstrations, I break like boards and bricks. As a matter of fact, I've got a board right here that later on we may just go ahead. And I write things on it, like limiting beliefs, right? Well, you might just break through and it's got knots on it, whatever else, but we still may just go ahead and break through that. But yeah, so what I tell people is I never break a board until I first, it's already broken. So I have to meditate and visualize, see me breaking it. And because the mind doesn't know the difference between that which is real and that which is vividly imagined. And a powerful book called Psycho Cybernetics that came out years ago talks about this. And so that's like when you're dreaming, you dream like I used to jump roofs as a kid. And one day I was jumping a roof, and it was a small garage roof, but a guy called me, said, hey, what are you kidding? And I stopped in midair trying to look it down. Yeah, I fell down, broke my wrist, whatever. But sometimes I dream about that I'm falling, and I wake up, but again, everything's fine. But what happens? When your mind does know the difference between that which is real and that which is vividly imagined, so it discharges that energy. And that's why powerful people always meditate and visualize and see themselves in the house that they want, see themselves doing the thing they want, see themselves in the different arena. I retired 10 years ago as a heavyweight champion with Karate World Rating System, and I can tell you that most of my matches ended the way I saw it happen in my mind, because we would sit down to meditate, and I would visualize, I would see my opponent striking at me, me blocking, me striking back, getting the point, so forth. And I would do it over and over and over again. And literally in the match, it happened like I saw it. And so I tell people again, I never break a board or, you know, a couple weeks ago, my son and I have spoken at an event together. He's a second degree black belt. I happen to be a 10th degree. But we both stacked up seven, you know, 22 inches of bricks, which seven bricks. And so we broke them simultaneously. But I tell people, I don't break a brick until I've already broken it. See, I already met it. I already visualized. I already saw it happening. Because if I can't see it here, you won't see it out here. And so, and also the meditation with the cleansing breaths that you're taking, because people don't understand when people are depressed, they're taking shallow breathing. It's very shallow breathing. We start doing that deep breathing, right? Again, you open up your awareness and so forth. So, yeah, so it's a, you know, the greatest book ever written said, be still and know that I'm God. You got to, you just need to have time to sit still, be quiet, and for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So it's not up to God. He's already for you being successful. He's already given you. We just need to practice to implement what he's taught us. And again, meditation is a powerful piece of that, because again, you got to get away from all this hustle, bustle, and just learn to meditate, to concentrate, to visualize. And so I love it.
Awesome. So you all, the meditation, I'll let you go ahead and continue to process and meditate on the power of what we just shared with you about meditation from a different perspective. And we're going to listen to a song by Alma called Dreamed a Dream, and it's a little lullaby. And we'll be right back, and we'll go into our book discussion.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la. I dreamed a dream when I dreamed of you. I dreamed a dream and that dream came true. You are my boy forever. I love you. Yes, I love you. I dreamed a dream when I dreamed of you. I dreamed a dream and that dream came true. You are my boy forever. I love you. Yes, I love you.
And we are back.
You
got your relaxation on. You got your gratitude on. We got your breathing in. And now we're about to get into this conversation over some reading. So, Dr. Breakthrough, before we do that, Dr. Stan Harris, will you share with people how they can connect with you to learn more about you?
Well, sure, but let me first comment on that song, Dream. My acronym for Dream, and I put an S on it, Dreams, Divinely Revealed Events Awaiting Manifestation Supernaturally. Oh, wow. Come on, somebody. Wow. Divinely Revealed Events Awaiting Manifestation Supernaturally. Because oftentimes a dream is something technically that's already happened, but it hasn't materialized yet for us to see physically, right? Because we've got to understand the invisible world is 10 times more powerful than the visible world. You say, well, you don't believe that. Well, how does the airplane fly? It's flying on its air. Hello, somebody. So the visible, the invisible is what's powerful. And what happens is when you can take the invisible and then make it visible so that everybody else can see. But every true dreamer, they already see it happening, right? They already see it happening. And as far as they're concerned, it's already done.
Right.
But they just work now to start manifesting so that the outward world can see what they already saw on the inward world in their spirit. And so when you have a dream, literally that's something divinely given to you, and it's awaiting manifestation. And so don't give up on your dream. So, okay. So here's how you can contact me. Dr. Breakthrough, this Dr. Break, B-R-E-A-K, through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H. DrBreakthrough.com is my main website. Also, DrBreakthrough@AOL.com. DrBreakthrough@AOL.com. And then you can text me at 717-275-3508. That's 717-275-3508. And by the way, if you call a lot of times, I won't answer. I'm always busy. But if you leave a message, I do return my calls promptly. I had a lady call the other day, and I answered. She says, no, don't answer. She's like, I didn't want you to answer. I was like, excuse me. She said, I had a friend that was discouraged. And I said, if you just hear this man's voice message, you'd be pumped up. So she said, I three-wayed her to call your voice message. So can you please hang up? We're going to call back and don't answer. I want her to hear the voice message. And then one lady told me, I'm calling back about 8 times because I'm writing that down. So, but anyway. So,
you were like, hold up, there's an emergency. They're like, no. I just want to keep hearing your voice, but I didn't get it all down the first time, okay? Like, don't answer, please. But then when they want you to answer and you don't, be like, oh, I wasn't sure. You got to text me first.
But now here's the amazing thing, because we talked about negativity earlier, and that is my brother, bless his heart. One time he called, he said, man, he said, when I call, I don't want to hear a 4-minute motivational speech or whatever. And so I was talking to him. I said, hey, man, I said, when you start paying my phone bill, I'll put on there anything you want.
He was like, you know what, brother, do what you do.
But here's the thing, though. So you could concentrate on something. And again, he wasn't trying to be negative, but I could concentrate on that and say, yeah, maybe I'll change my voice message. Or I could focus on all these other people that are calling saying, man, this is, I've had probably 35 people or more this year that have said, that's the best voice I've ever heard in my life. I hope you never change that. And so I shared that with my brother. I said, so isn't that amazing? So what I did do, though, is I made a little adjustment. And so when I come on there, I said, if you don't have time to hear this message, hit star to skip over, then leave a voicemail, right? So that way, my brother calls, he can do that. So anyway, but I'm excited. I want to do the reading today, if you don't mind.
No, I don't. It was a quote that came up from this book. Have you heard of Destiny Step Into Your Purpose by T.D. Jakes?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah, when you were talking about what you focus on, I was just like, okay, God, because I'll do that. I was like, what should I read? And it came to page 126. I just want to share this paragraph with you and see what you think. God's time is not ours. We don't add up time the same way God does, so don't try. You'll only frustrate yourself. His time is in the Almighty's hands. God can use every day you have left to complete the task you have been called to fulfill. Time is too precious to waste, but time is not the determining factor in your destiny. That is your partnership between you and your creator.
What you read was very powerful. And by the way, my acronym for READ, receive enlightenment, authority, direction. READ, receive enlightenment, authority, direction. One of my main mentors, Charlie Tremendous Jones, taught me years ago, you'll be the same you are 5 years from now, except for the books you read, the people you meet. And so I just adapted that a little bit and said, you'll be the same you are 5 years from now, except for the books you read, the information you implement, come on somebody, and the strategic alliances you make.
Perspectives on the greatness of what one person does. So somebody's being great. And some of the people listening may be the person who has somebody. You might have that person coming to you say, oh, well, why are you so awesome? Why are you so fabulous? But then some people listening might be that person who's going to people and being that person who's being negative and unable to focus because they're comparing yourself, you're judging yourself, you're looking like that. And some people, because they always say it's easy to judge how a man walks when you're not in his shoes, right?
Right.
And so they don't realize, like, ooh, them shoes had a hole in the bottom for like 17 miles. They just see that after 17 miles, the person was at a mansion and got some new shoes, you know? Or that person had to drag their foot because it fell asleep. Cause a rock hit it on the big toe, and they're like, "Ah, I'm a big toe," right? But God was like, "Yo, you're gonna be good. Just keep going. That foot gonna wake back up. You just gotta keep going." So, yes, what did you think about that? And then Dr. Breakthrough is gonna share from his book, you all on how to achieve your dreams. So it's a great connecting point.
You know, so it's all about that. So, wow. But yes, very good. And I like a concept, by the way, genius is common, because see, everybody in their own right is a genius. And so people have to understand that. So Einstein said, if you take a fish and try to get him to climb a tree, he'll feel stupid because he's out of his element, right? So there's some people that are in their element, some haven't come to their element yet, right? So we all, in our own rightful mind, are geniuses, and that's what we have to celebrate in each other and help pull that out of each other. And that's one of the things I love doing is, you know, because I keep telling people, hey, you know, it's not about me. It's about what I've accomplished that you can also accomplish, and even more, because each of us have gifts, talents, and abilities, like you said. And like one of my friends told me years ago, he's like, Doc, before I knew you, I didn't think you had any problems. Now that I know you, I don't even know how you smile with all the problems. And I said, well, the difference is I have problems, but they don't have me. And we have, like I said, I have four children. My wife has four, so now we have eight. So I've got four bonuses. Come on, somebody. And so obviously there's challenges. There's different things. It's growing opportunity. So here's what I have in one of my books called Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. I want to read a little thing. It's called The Daily Attitude Adjuster. Because there's a guy named Zig Ziglar I used to speak for before he passed. And he said, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. So he also said most people are suffering from a hardening of the attitudes, and they need a checkup from the neck up. Wow. So this daily attitude adjuster is something I use to help set my attitude every day, because when you're in the right frame of mind, that's what gratitude does. Well, also, by the way, helps to set you in the right frame of mind. So here it is. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too elated to be agitated. I'm too grounded to be confounded. And I'm too grateful to be hateful. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I am healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I'm an extraordinary person with incredible abilities, which I will use to add value to other people's lives. Because I know that as I add value to others' lives, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the people or a group of people today who are willing to use their power, wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me, and it comes abundantly from many sources. I'm experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. And if my mountain can't be removed, I'll develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may have been broke, busted, and disgusted, but now I declare I am rich, growing, and overflowing. I may experience a setback, but setbacks are only setups for comebacks, and setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons, and if life dares to knock me down, I'll fall on my back. For as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate, because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination, thus I will act now. I'm a doer. I get results that last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come. Come on, man.
Wow. Wow. So you all that book. See? So adjusting our attitude, having our words right, having our minds focused, putting all that together. Like you said, you hear on Grown Folks Talking Live, anybody can stimulate you sexually, but here we stimulate your mind, your soul, your heart, and give you tools that you can apply right now to move forward. And that was a tool that definitely, I feel, was a blessing. I'm gonna go back and re-listen. And I probably listened 8 times. Like that girl who kept calling your phone, I'm gonna listen, and write it down. The other thing to do is get the book from the website. So you all, if you want to ask any other questions with Dr. Breakthrough, or you want to come on the show, you want to share your gratitude, remember, Grown Folks Talking Live, Grown Folks with an S, Talking Live at gmail.com. You can also join our community on Facebook, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye, because there is relationship with Dr. Faye, Mr. Zig Ziglar, which is freaking phenomenal. But those are your words. So what made you write that? And why was it on you today that you really wanted to share that?
Well, you know, a couple of things. One is, you know, also, you know, Les Brown and I, we travel and speak a lot together, and Dr. Willie Jolly and others. And but I was speaking at an event, and somebody asked me a question. They said, you know, Dr. Breakthrough, you're like this master motivator. What motivates you? And I said, one of the keys to success is that successful people know what puts them in. Now, in the martial arts, we call it the flow or the groove. You know, when you're in your space, right? So you got to know how to get yourself into that. That's what's, because what happens is some people, it'll happen, and they don't know what made that happen, and so they can't recreate that anytime they want, right? And so people ask me, and so I said, well, there's some different things that I do, I listen to and read that can put that together. And I got to thinking, I was like, man, I need to write something that I'll take the most powerful statements I know and put it all together. And that's something I'll be able to read and just change my state just like that.
Wow.
So I was like, Lord, give me something I can have. So 4 o'clock in the morning, the next morning I was woken. And so I grabbed my pen real quick, because these thoughts is coming, and I just start writing. I start writing. And so by the time I was done, that's what I had. And so that day when we went to speak and a bunch of powerful speakers, I told the folks, I was like, look, I'm going to read y'all something. I'm going to be reading this every day of my life from here on out. Wow. I was like, well, I got this. And I said, so this is something that puts me in the zone, that puts me in the groove. And I said, when I read this, I'm so fired up, I can't hardly handle it. Yeah. Wow. And I said, automatically, if you're a little down, this will pick you up. And so we have people from all over the world that read that. We have families that do it together as a family. I'll never forget, one dad woke me not long ago. He said, we was running a little late, so I was rushing out, and the children said, Dad, we can't start our day without the daily attitude adjuster. Come on, Dad, slow down. Just take 2 minutes, 2.5, 3 minutes. Right? But it's something I wrote for me, and I figured if it could change me, if it could inspire me, if it could motivate and help me to want to break through, it could do the same for others.
Wow. And to have 8 children who want to do that, That says a lot. Me and my son listen to Motivation in the Morning. It really makes a difference. He's little. So, wow, thank you for sharing that and how you wrote that. So you had to download at 4 a.m, and you didn't say, oh, it's 4 a.m, why am I getting up? You were like, oh, it's 4 a.m, and it's coming to me. So what you said about the dreams waiting.
Divinely revealed events awaiting manifestation, supernatural. Yeah, and so successful people understand that. See, you got these very teachable moments, and it's a time of what I call, the scripture says, a time of visitation. Mm-hmm. So, and I've had those times, those moments where an idea came, and I didn't write it down. And thank God, also now we got the phones where you can, right, I can type it in my memo thing, whatever. And I didn't have. I said, well, I'll get back to it later, and I couldn't pull it back up. You've probably been there before. It's like, oh man, what was that? I had this great, yep. And I was like, I can't. So I've learned now, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. So if it's in the middle of the night, right? And I mean, you know, so as a matter of fact, 2 o'clock this morning, something hit me, and I just started praying, you know. So why just try to go back to sleep? I just said, okay, let me just take this time and pray right now. Something that's, because a lot of times we can't get to sleep. That's our spirit talking to say, look, there's something that has to happen. So we take care of the physical body, the mind, whatever else, but that spirit part. And that's why, like I said, when you're doing the meditation, you're giving yourself a chance. But again, so I learned just, hey, 2 o'clock, okay, fine, let me get up, let me just pray a little bit, and once whatever this is gone, then I'll fall back to sleep. But I'm not going to sit here laying like, okay, man, I can't get to sleep. Okay, let me get up. Something I'm supposed to read, or is there something I'm supposed to pray about? Is, you know what I mean? And I did that last night and went back to sleep, and then, you know, got up this morning early and said, okay, This must be time. And by the way, early before the sun came up, I was praying for your listeners, praying for the show, that every word that I would say would be something that would help make a difference in people's lives. But like you, I don't want to talk just to talk. Right. You know, I want to have an impact. I want to make a difference in people's lives. And so I value and, again, appreciate what you're doing, because this is making a huge difference. These are kind of things that people need to make those adjustments. To get on the right side of the energy up and the mind right and ready to go out and make things happen.
Wow. And you all, with that, we're going to go into On a Miracle. What? And we're going to come back and get a couple of jewels. And I can't believe how fast time has flown. This happens every, it's like, do this forever. It really is like being at the cookout. You're like, dang, what? It's time to go home. They're like, no, you got a few more minutes. You know what I'm saying? They'll just kick you out. But
yeah, Uncle Fred didn't tell his war stories yet, right?
Right. You're like, it's so much more. There's so much more. We can always have you back, you know? So you all, deep breaths, gratitude, and we're going to listen to On a Miracle.
Cause you made it all, you paid it all. Miracle. Out of luck and now you're prayed for. Miracle. Cause you made it all, you paid it all. Miracle. Out of luck and now you're prayed for. Miracle. Cause you made it all, you paid it all. Out of luck and now you're prayed for. Miracle. Cause you made it all, you made it all. Miracle. Out of luck and now you're prayed for. As it seems, you were standing in the street alone with all your broken dreams. Seems to me that you don't bother the one in turn that serves another. No one sees the wounds you're licking. Feel inside by the clock is ticking. Cause you made it all, you paid it all. Out of luck and now you're prayed for. Cause you made it all, you paid it all. Out of luck and now you're prayed for.
I like a little bit of rock.
Come on.
We started that music a long time ago, rock and roll. And it just still resonates. I'm like, so I thought you just did that little bippity bop. Like, yeah. So, high vibes, high vibes, high vibes. So we'd like to ask you, one, thank you for being on the show again. It's been such a pleasure and a joy. Your vibration is awesome. Limiting beliefs, are you going to break it? And then share with us how you manage your stress and a jewel, or are you going to keep those, I know you don't keep the limiting beliefs. You're going to mark them out with a marker. What you going to do?
Exactly. So, yeah, so a lot of times when I speak to audiences, I write things on boards and bricks. Like, I have a board here that says limiting beliefs. Now, one of the things I do with my audience is I show them right in the middle of the word beliefs is a three-letter word called a lie.
Mm.
And whenever there's lies that we believe in or believe in, it causes us to live a very limiting lifestyle. And so again, to understand this, that a lot of our belief system is developed, and I talk about my book, Your Breakthrough is Guaranteed. Our belief system is developed when we're just young, still young children. So which means most of what we believe, we don't believe is what other people around us believe, which if they had empowering beliefs, we come out good. But if not, most of us end up believing in lies that limit us, right? Yeah. So I grew up in the turbulent 60s, and a lot of the problems and situations back then, as a little six-year-old boy, I got beat up by a gang of teenagers that beat me up, threw me out in the middle of a field, tarred and feathered me, literally. Left me to die. I've been through physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, and tried to commit suicide on two occasions because I was so just down because there's these lies I started believing in. And so I teach people, I'm glad I didn't succeed at committing suicide, but I had to break through these beliefs. So one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take this board, which has limiting beliefs on it, because one of the limiting beliefs, the lies I believed in, was maybe because I'm black, I couldn't be so successful, right?
Mm.
Then one day I heard a poem that helped set me free. Fleecy locks and black complexion cannot forfeit nature's claim. Skin may differ, but affection dwells in black and white the same. Were I so tall as a reach to border, glance at the ocean out of span, I must be measured by my soul. The mind is the standard of a man. All of a sudden it dawned on me, it's not the color of my skin, the texture of my hair, the neighborhood that I grew up in, but rather it's what I put in my head that affects my heart, that determines what comes to my hand. And if I let it come into my hand, I had to put more in my head that affects my heart. Come on, somebody. But these lies, but one of the things I show people is you're either going to be stuck based on lies that you believe in, or you can break through the other side, which says unlimited what? Success.
Yes.
So here's what happens. So when I teach people, so I'm going to break this board, but I'm not focusing on breaking through the limiting beliefs. I'm focused on breaking to unlimited success. Because if I break to unlimited success, I automatically break through limiting belief.
Somebody, so, there we go. Yes, yes.
Right? So a lot of these lies, well, I'm just a woman in a man's world. Or I'm just, no. Look, I'm not educated enough. See, it's not what you don't have. It's only what you think you need that keeps you from being happy or successful. Because the thing you think you need, there's somebody that doesn't have it, and yet they're happy and they're successful. And they don't even, why? Because their mind is not limited based on some belief that they put. So some beliefs are what I call empowering, and some are disempowering, right? And so we got to learn the difference. So anything that's a lie, we got to, so I'm going to break this board. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, it's hard. But again, a lot of practice, a lot of focus. So when I break this, I want your listeners to commit to psychologically breaking through anything, any lies that's been holding them back, so they can break to the unlimited success that they were designed. You were made in the image of God, and God is unlimited. Hello, somebody.
Right. So, everybody, Akilah, close your eyes and visualize this board. And as he breaks it in your mind, because remember in the beginning, you learned, we were reminded, that the mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not. Once we see it, it's real. And you're right. Breaking too, because Dr. Breakthrough teaches about breaking to your possibilities, not just breaking through. So you're going to visualize with him breaking through to your unlimited success. Whatever that looks like. You kick the board, you can punch the board, you can headbutt it and break it, but you're breaking to unlimited success, which indirectly means you're breaking through the limited beliefs, which are the lies.
Right. So this 1-inch board's 12 inches. So I'm going to break this physically, and you'll hear the effects of it, and I want you to break through as well. But you got to help me out, my sister Kila. Just let me hear you say breakthrough time.
Breakthrough time.
Yeah!
Oh, God!
So I broke right through the limiting belief, and now we're broke to unlimited success. Come on now.
Yes. No, you had it. Boom, with the head. It was like, see, boom, put see, the
mama,
head.
Mama used to call me hard-headed. Yeah, see, mama used to call me hard-headed, and I got married. My wife said, your mama's right. But curious, though, but that's something I used to think was impossible. But then I saw other people, and I said, okay, so it's possible if I get some training, right? Okay. And now I've broken more boards than any man alive, more boards and bricks, by the way, and I've taught more people how to break a board. Usually at my seminars, I bring people up and teach them, what is the thing you think that's keeping you back? You know, wow. And then what's the thing that if you would get through that, what would it get you, right? And so what I want you to do is focus on the other side of that, because if you focus on breaking to something, going to something, because that's a lot of people talk about breakthroughs, but most people never get it. One of the greatest thoughts that came to me that the Lord gave me was, when you focus on what you want to break through, it usually means something that's frustrating. It just gets bigger. So you got to focus on breaking to something, right? And then when you break to something, you automatically. So if you focus on breaking to financial freedom, you automatically break through your debts. When you say, I want to be debt free. No, debt free is still zero. you don't want to be debt free. You want to be financially free, right? So debt free just means you don't have any debts. That's still zero. So you want to break to being financially free.
I never thought about it like that.
Well, yeah, you know, recently, let me tell you a quick story. I was, unfortunately, a gentleman I used to teach in college years ago. He's a pastor, and so he passed away, and his son called, and he asked me, let me come down and do the eulogy, and I said, I'd be glad to. And so he was sharing with me, he said, Doc, I don't know if you remember. He said, I remember my dad being at this one conference, and we barely had the money to get there. Had no idea what we was going to eat or whatever else. And I remember my dad going over to, and I don't think my dad knew I saw, but I saw him talking to you. He said, you just reached in, pulled a pocket full of money out and handed it to him. And he said, and then I remember when our car broke down and he said, you actually bought us a car. Well, and I'm not trying to pat myself. And I had forgotten about it, by the way. I had forgotten all about that. But what I'm saying is this. I tell people, but if I didn't have the money, I couldn't give him the money. Right. Now, if I was free, I wouldn't have any debts, but I wouldn't have money in my pocket, right? So I got to have abundance so I could take good care of me and my family, but also have enough to bless other people as well. Mm. And be in that part where you're blessing people so much that you don't even remember, you know, you have to remind you of, man, you don't remember when you gave us that car? No, I don't remember. You know, and after
that's
talking,
good.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, right? So again, that's why. Again, you can't be focused on what's wrong. You got to stay focused and meditate on what's right, what you want to happen, and give your energy to that. And that's what you want to produce and create.
Wow. You all, you keep all that with you. Like, everybody keep what you got in with you and go out and share it abundantly. One way to rid the world of poverty is to become wealthy.
Yes.
And I'm hearing that more and more.
The best way to help the poor is not to be one of them.
Right. So you all, we're going to put that into this prayer. We actually have come to the end of this particular episode of Grown Folks Talking Live. You all just want to bless you for being here and say everything that it is that you want in your life.
Yes.
You definitely have. Every place that you want to visit, that you want to go, you can definitely have. But as you take a moment and center yourself and getting along with your creator, the creator of all life and the source, thank you, creator, for bringing us together once more for another day of revelation and elevation. Thank you for allowing us to be able to learn and having the ability to open our minds up to expand. Thank you for the reminders that you pour into our souls. Thank you for allowing us to realize that we can transfer lead into gold. Thank you for allowing us to understand that being humble does not mean being quiet. And being simple is not the way to live, because we are divine reflections and inheritance of the kingdom of the Creator. We thank you for improving our health. We thank you for safe travels as we go and as we come, as we wake and as we sleep. We thank you for protection for all of us, our families, friends, and those we interact from the north, south, east, and the west. We ask you to continue to pour into us abundance of health, abundance of wealth, abundance of knowledge, abundance of support, abundance of love, abundance of positivity. Allow us to be a garden that turns into a forest, because we have grown so much and we give so much. With that, I say you all, love you, all love you, all love you, all. Mwah. Have a blessed week, you all. Peace,
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it. But we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.